Nazi propaganda went on predicting ultimate victory for Germany until the very end of the war. That was why no advance preparations were made for the evacuation of the German population from the Eastern Territories. It even became a punishable offence for people in these areas to leave their homes. Only in 1944, as the Red Army began advancing into German territory, was there a hurried exodus of the German inhabitants. All the refugees could take with them were small carts, like the one displayed here, or a suitcase or rucksack containing a few personal belongings. Many of them died of cold, hunger or disease on their way west, while others were killed when they became caught up in the fighting. As soon as the war was over, the expulsion of the remaining German population from the Eastern Territories began, at first in a spontaneous and unorganized manner. Although the Potsdam Agreement of August 1945 had approved the expulsion of the Germans from these areas, it had stipulated that this should be carried out in an orderly and humane transfer. But the hatred towards the German occupiers that had built up during the war meant that the expulsion of the Germans was often accompanied by violence. It's estimated that between 12 and 14 million Germans either fled from their homes or were driven out.